those you love give you up, hurt you so bad you can't stand to fight. Well, I've known that darkest hour, that's where I found true love. Jesus lifted me from the dead of night, and I'm
And we're back with Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kempton Bryan with Rod Schreckengaust and the one and only Monique Donnelly.
Hey, hey.
And you may be driving down the road right now, and you may be actually wondering, well, where's the preaching going on today in this service of the 911, honoring 911? And the loss of the lives, and 10-year anniversary today of 911, Rod.
Yeah, and I've got my Bible with me. I can preach if you like. You want me?
Former, yeah.
Scripture to at
bring
least.
Bring it on.
Well, bring it. Well, just bring it then.
Bring
come
it.
On. Well, come
on. Well, what we're here and what we're about with Worship Factory is sharing God's love in worship, but also encouraging creativity in the Christian community. So we've got a very special guest with us today. Yeah. Laura Landon is in studio.
Recording artist. Unbelievable.
So welcome, Laura.
Welcome to Worship
Factory. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's good to have you here. So we like to hear a little bit about the artist, encourage people. So let's hear about your story.
Okay. I'm from Riverside, California. So woo-hoo! Not too far. I'm very familiar with this traffic. I'm very familiar with LA. And I love it. But I moved to Nashville about 6 years ago because I heard that's where Christian music is made.
Yeah.
And, I've heard that before, too.
Turns out that the rumor is true. That is where Christian music is made.
90% of the Christian worshipers live out there.
But long story short, it was pretty much a miracle. I got hooked up for my first album with a legend in Christian and in pop music named Michael O'Mardian, and he produced my first
that
album.
That sounds familiar. Have I heard that name before?
Once or twice.
Yeah, okay.
Possibly. I mean, so it was crazy to have my first experience in the studio with somebody like that, and you know, the real string section and the real, you know, everything's real.
Wow.
It's not fabricated. And so we made an album, and ever since then I've been touring and you know, just trying to get out there and make
do
it
your
work.
Thing.
Mm-hmm, do my thing, girl.
You know, Rod, we need to talk a little bit about Worship Factory and what it is and why God has called us to doing what we're doing. And you can get connected at Worship Factory on worshipfactory.net. And we are in KKLA Studios, 99.5 FM. But we're, you know, one thing that we wanted to do is that this day, we wanted to, KKLA was seeing this as a 911 tribute, obviously, to the loss of lives and also the change of life here in our country.
And survivors.
And the survivors,
yeah.
Exactly,
yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. So we wanted to make sure that this day, if you're driving down the road, that this is a time of worship and a time of get together and uplift and encourage you and support you as we do at Worship Factory. And reason Lars came in today, in fact, is we thought when I was actually looking for an artist to come in, and a lot of you know that we'd had Matt Brower in studio, and who's an amazing artist as well, and Michael O'Mardian actually produced Matt as well, his last album. So we actually reached out and looked at who's Michael working with now? And lo and behold, there's Lara. So we thought, okay, can I call her? Can I reach her? How do I get a hold of Lara Landon? So I emailed her, and she was kind enough to be able to get right back to me and says, I'm just happened to be in from Nashville
just
in the Riverside area.
Glad to be here.
So we're going to really take you through today through a time of worship to be able to uplift and encourage you, much different than what we may be used to or what you may be used to here at KKLA on this Sunday, the anniversary of 911. But, you know, Lara, tell me a little bit about your background. Where are you from? What's your heritage? What all that stuff? So people know a little bit about Lara
definitely.
Landon.
Well, it's interesting. My dad is from Jordan, so he's from the Middle East.
Nice.
But his family was a Christian, dating, you know, generations past. So I have that on his side. And then my mom's Sicilian.
Nice.
So
whoa.
That's why you don't cross me.
Whoa.
You know, I'd love to know sometime, maybe somebody does know the statistics of this, but I'd love to know how many people were saved since 911.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we know how many lives were lost, you know, 2,996 lives were lost that day. But I would love to know how many lives were saved, that the mm-hmm. Lord actually touched and changed their lives because someone saw the devastation and said, you know what, I don't want to live in fear anymore. I want a savior. I need a savior here.
Well, and a lot of times it's tragedy that turns a lot of people around and go, okay, I obviously I cannot survive this on my own. And that's the point. point a lot of times is a bottom point where they reach out and call for God. And I know clearly that's 9/11 provided that opportunity for so many people. So I would be encouraged to see those numbers too.
Yeah, that's one of the results is that sense of urgency that not only could devastation happen any minute, but Jesus could come back at any minute.
Mm.
And we need to quit playing as Christians, and we need to start living as believers.
Amen.
So that's good results.
You know, the main thing with that is, too, is you may know somebody that's not saved out there. And, you know, no one knew about those buildings that day. Nobody knew what was going to happen that time. No one even could have suspected that that was going to happen. And men, women, children, everything else were lost that day. If you know someone that's not saved, I mean, the only thing we can say to you, reach out to them, love them, and encourage them as far as that goes. Don't go out there and preach into their face. But, you know, it's so important for us to love one another. And you are listening to Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM. I am Kempton Bryan with Rod Schreckengast and Monique Donnelly, and we're honored to have Lara Landon in studio with us.
You know, Worship Factory, a big heart of Worship Factory is that we love you, we are praying for you, and if you have prayer requests, reach out to worshipfactory.net and let us know. And I want to ask you, Lara, what is something that we could be praying for you about?
Oh my, thank you. You could definitely be praying for the next steps of my album and just who it's going to reach and everything coming together and just being released at the right time and being released in the right way. I would really appreciate that.
Nice.
You know, get online, get connected. If you're reaching out there and you are an artist in the community and maybe you're creative in whatever capacity, you know, get online at worshipfactory.net, get connected online. We do love you. We do care about what's going on in your life. You know, this being the anniversary, obviously, again, of 911, it doesn't mean that we don't love you besides if you weren't involved in 911. This is something that's very important to us, to love one another, as we're encouraged to all the time in the Scriptures.
Yeah, and as I mentioned in the first segment, we are giving you the opportunity. If you want to share your story, want to share your heart or something that's going on as a result of 9/11, we'd love to hear about it. Go online. We've got space for there for you to sign up and
blog
or just send us a message, whatever you're comfortable with. We just love to hear from you.
You know, Rod, I think that, you know, I'm feeling like that if Lara could take us in the middle of this, I think, and take us with one song right now that she could lead us into this day of worship, I'd love to be able to just feel.
I'd love to hear Overcome.
Okay. Yeah, let's do that. Okay.
You know, so if you're out there and you're driving your car, just turn it up. We want to encourage you and support you and uplift you this minute. You know, you may know somebody from 911, but this is the this is in honor of 911, 10-year anniversary. This is Lara Landon.
Yeah. We will overcome by the blood of the Lamb. We will overcome
too hot.
Every darkness with our testimony. We'll give Him glory until our dying breath. We will overcome. Levels okay?
Okay.
So just start whenever.
Yeah.
Okay. History handed down through generations. The truth prevails throughout the ages. Authority over every tribe and nation is our God's, is our God's. And we will overcome by the blood of the Lamb. We will overcome by the blood of the Lamb. So rise up, prophets, kings, and priests, and the Spirit's in you. You hold the keys, and we already know that every victory is our God's, is our God's. We will overcome by the blood of the Lamb. overcome every darkness. With our testimony, we'll give him glory until our dying breath. We will overcome. Our God is able, through his mighty power, to do anything more than we imagine, more than we can fathom, even more than we could ask. And we will overcome by the blood of the Lamb. We will overcome every darkness. With our testimony, we'll give him glory until our dying breath.
Wow. Lara Landon, and if you're listening driving down the street, we're actually going to change it up a little bit today in Worship Factory. We are so honored to be able to have Lara in studio with us today, and on this, the anniversary of 9-1-1. So if you're driving down the street, the reason that we're changing it up a little bit here at KKLA is the fact that we're in remembrance and also in thankfulness and love and adoration and admiration.
There was a line in your song about, you know, sharing the word of your testimony. There's so much power in sharing your personal experience and how God has moved in your life, has helped you overcome. Do you have any kind of cool God moment you could share, and or any kind of cool, you know, anything God is teaching you?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Totally. It says in Revelation, I got that from Revelation 12:11, and it says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives until death. And I think everyone has those two tools, the blood of the Lamb to plead over their life, and also their own personal testimony. Don't, you know, never think that your own story is not significant just because it's not so radical. You know, you once were on drugs and almost killing yourself, and now you're saved. You know, it's sometimes subtle the way that God can save you just from the mundane,
right?
Or God can save you from the wasted time, or God can save you from the going through the motions and actually wake you up to passion. And God, my testimony was that my family is wonderful, but I always struggled with a lot of just feelings of rejection and depression. And I definitely think that was just the enemy coming against my eventual, you know, outcome, which is an encourager through music. So he was trying to attack me and discourage me. And so now that test is my testimony.
Right.
And I use that area specifically to be an encourager because I was so discouraged.
Wow. And you are listening to Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM. We'll be right back with more Lara Landon on this 9-1-1, the anniversary of 9-1-1 2011.